Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam wa ala Muhammad wa ala alayhi wa sabihi wa salim. Dear beloved Muslims, highly praised and glorified is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prayers and the peace be on Muhammad the Prophet, his companions, the righteous servants, all. Ameen. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. We bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is our prophet, Allah's messenger, and servant to mankind. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with our Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad is, as we mentioned, he's a messenger of Allah. Whenever Allah desires for his following to receive a message, he sends it through Prophet Muhammad. And we have to keep in mind that Allah is God and Prophet Muhammad is his messenger. Sometimes we might end up going off course like some of the people before us and start worshiping prophets as gods. So we don't want to make that mistake. And this is why we, when we open up, we make that very clear. There's no God but God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God. We can say the word Allah too, Allah God, alhamdulillah. So we just want to make that clear. Today's khutbah we'd like to address today is a subject in the Holy Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 102 to 105. And what it's speaking about is speaking about holding firm, holding fast, all together, all of us together, by the rope which Allah stretches out. And he's speaking to the believers, right? Quite nicely, he wouldn't be speaking to the disbelievers, but they have no concern for this. Hold firm, hold fast, hold all together by the rope which Allah stretches out. And what is this rope? This rope is faith. It's which brings us about religious freedom. See, we're looking for freedoms. We're always going to courthouses, picketing in the streets, and things of that nature, looking for freedom. But you'll never have freedom until you have religious freedom. And what do we mean by religious freedom? It means that when your soul is free, once your soul is free, once your soul is pure, Allah speaks right to the soul, and the soul communicates to our mind. So we don't have to be concerned with issues and all of the rest of these things, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us. When we read the Quran with the pure soul, the liberated soul, the free soul that Allah originally created us with in the first place, we're guided by the words of the Quran and the traditions of our dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, the Quran is not only to be read, yes, but it should be reflection. It should be reflected upon. You know, ponder on it. Deep pondering. And eventually, if we don't understand, eventually the understanding will come to us. But just don't think we can read over the words and see these superficial kind of ideas that most people have in religion and feel that we're getting the guidance of God. God don't speak to people like they're babies. God gives us intelligence, grown men and women. He gives us intelligence. He wants us to see a concept, and he wants us to wrestle with that concept until we get the full meaning out of what he's conveying to us. Just like it says, mentions that an individual, I remember in the United States of America, they call it the 49ers, you know, immigrants that came to America. They heard that there was some gold out in California, and the roadways was filled. I think it was in 1849, and the roadways was filled with these pioneers going out to California. Now, we know that gold is very valuable, but it was the gold sitting up on top of the land? No. What did they have to do? They had to mine for it, M-I-N-E. But also, when we're looking at the other picture, M-I-N-D, knowledge. We got the mine for it. We have to dig up for it. So they digs up the mine, and then they brought out that valuable resource called gold, right? And then we see the state of their position right now because they were willing to go into the ground and bring out those resources. Alhamdulillah, Allah knows best. Holy Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 102. O you who believe, speaking to the believers, and when Allah wants to address the disbeliever, he'll speak, he'll let you know right away, he's speaking to the disbeliever. When he wants to address the munafiqun or the hypocrite, he'll let them know he's speaking to the hypocrites. But here he said, O you who believe in Allah, who believe in God. He said, fear God, have reverence and respect for God, as he should be respected, and die not except in a state of Islam. Now, we know that the word Islam means submission to God. So he says that this is what state of mind, this is the state of our heart, this is the state of our mind, this is the state of our actions, right? He says, what is the state of our actions? Submission to God. He says, fear Allah as he should be feared, and die not except in a state of submission to Allah. Alhamdulillah. So we live in this life, we struggle with the life, and if we're people of faith, then we're striving to be submissive to God. We mentioned the 49ers. They came here, but they came here for material reasons. See, when a Muslim, he quite naturally has a balance, he has material life, but he also comes here for submission to God. That's a believer. He wants to submit his will to do God's will. So is he going to do things corrupt to get his money? Of course not. If he's going to do corrupt things to hurt people, of course not. Because if he did, that wouldn't be submitting to God's will. So we submit our will to do God's will. Alhamdulillah. And then he also says, and hold fast altogether by the rope which Allah stretches out to you. Alhamdulillah. And hold fast or firm altogether in unity by the rope which Allah stretches out to you, and be not divided amongst yourselves. Faith, hold on to faith. Hold on to faith for religious freedom, and regardless of tyrants or people of government, tyrantial governments, or whatever the case might be, that come about, makes no difference to a man of faith. He holds on to that religious freedom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with through faith, deep faith. And he's commanding all of us to hold on together. Now, when we say that, we don't see that to represent one segment of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about, and any who believe. And some people will say, well, he's just talking about the Muslims. No, Muslim is a believer, but he's not the only believer. In the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 62, it mentions those who believe in the Quran, those who believe in the Jewish scripture, those who are Christians, and those who are Savior, and any who believe in Allah and the last day shall have their reward. So he's talking about all aspects of people in faith, because the belief in God is only one. We believe in the oneness of Allah. Quite nasty, some people are confused, but where's their heart? Their heart is in faith. They believe that this particular entity, or whatever the case is, God, in their ignorance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will eventually bring them to proper understanding. And after we boast, we Muslim, we boast that we have the right understanding, tawheed, we say it in Arabic, we put on our little fancy garments and whatnot, we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility not to teach it to the Muslim. The Muslim already know. To teach it to the people who don't know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us. Be not divided amongst yourselves. You know, we know that Shaitan, one of his specialties is division, separation, right? He just separates things. That's what he does, right? Because if you come together in unison, then we'll be able to see the big universal picture, the universal picture of oneness, of Tawheed, the belief in the oneness of God, the belief in the unity of mankind. Allah created black people, white people, yellow people, brown people, all sorts of people, different cultures from different lands, etc. He didn't create these people to be divided. He didn't create racism and things of that nature. Man created these things, and they created it for their benefit. Because as long as you can divide mankind, you can creep in and you can create your own deities and your own leaderships and things of that nature and call people away from the guidance of God for their pleasure. So he said, and be not divided amongst yourselves. So he's talking to the whole of humanity. Some of us think that when Allah speaks, he's only speaking to Muslims, right? He said, we the only people of faith. And the Christians believe that too. The Christians, the only people of faith. The Jews believe that too. Other people in their religions believe that also. I don't believe that. I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to the whole of mankind who have faith. And I know in the Bible he says, faith, if you have faith, the weight of a mustard seed, you know what a mustard seed is? Nothing. You can put it on your hand and the wind will blow it away. He said that will get you into paradise. Faith, the weight or the size of a mustard seed, right? One mustard seed. Alhamdulillah, Allah knows best. He says, remember with gratitude, with thankfulness in your heart, Allah's favor on you. See, sometimes we don't count our blessings. You know, when we see our mother, we can call our mother up and say, hey, Mom, how you doing? How you feel? I feel good. Don't you know that's a blessing? That's the mercy of Allah. That's your mother, right? My son, he called her today and he said, you inspire me. That's what he told her. I just heard him. You inspire me. You get me going. Ain't that a blessing from God? Of course it is. That's a mother. And sometimes we play down the importance of mothers. Mother is a ummi. You say Prophet Muhammad was a ummi prophet. He was a mothering prophet. He mothered and nurtured the children to a higher excellence. Same thing mothers do. Mothers, regardless to what that child did, what he said, whatever the case, that mother's going to nurture the child. Now, man have a little difference of opinion. He plays another role, but it's the mother, the ummi. Alhamdulillah. He said, and remember with thankfulness, Allah's favor on you. And that's not the only favor, the mother. There's many, many favors, many blessings that Allah bestows upon his following, the people who submit their will to do his will. Untold blessings that we can't even imagine. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best knower. He knows what our needs are. We quarrel with ourselves. We say, well, I got some shoes, but I didn't need no shoes. I needed some pants. Allah knows exactly what you need. You need shoes. If he gave you shoes, that's exactly what you need. Because Allah is the best knower. Put your trust in Allah and Allah alone. And he says, you were enemies, and he joined your hearts in love. Now, when we go back to the life of Prophet Muhammad over 1,400 years ago, they were people of tribes. They were tribal people. They had clans and tribes. And one tribe would always be at war with another tribe. That was the way in the life of Prophet Muhammad. He belonged to the Quraysh tribe, a big tribe, a leadership tribe. But there were many different tribes all over Arabia, and they were always at war with one another. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you were enemies and he joined your hearts in love. Look at now, Saudi Arabia, the whole coast of continent of Saudi Arabia, Muslim. They Muslims, right? And matter of fact, outside of Saudi Arabia, Muslim. But he converted those tribes when they accepted Islam. They say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah. So he brought their hearts together in love. Now we know Satan comes back and sneaks into the picture to try to undo what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. But during the time of Prophet Muhammad, he brought those tribes together in love, peace, and tranquility. So if we're talking about 1400 years ago, the message that we have to understand is, what is the message today? You know, we always quote Prophet Muhammad, we quote Jesus and all the rest of these prophets and things that took place 2,000, 4,000 years ago. But how many times do we use those examples in the time that we are living in right now? We are, in the United States of America, a tribal society. The black people hang out with the black people, the white people with the white people, the Chinese people with the Chinese people, and so on and so forth. What do you say? Racism is a serious problem, especially here in America. But then the individual who have faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you were enemies and he joined your hearts in love. How did that happen? When a person throws up his hand and submits his will to do the will of God, then that individual sees the unification of God, his oneness in human beings, his oneness in the universe, and his focus becomes very clear that we are one human people that God blessed to come upon this earth for the interests of one another in submission, when we submit our will to do the will of God, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. That by his mercy, you became brothers. Now we can't see that. It's impossible for us to even see it. Some of us don't even want to see it. Some of us even reject the idea, and rightfully so, because look how the dominant clan rules over the lesser clans in American society and many places in the world. The things that they have done, rape, robbery, murder, hangings, and all the rest. Who wants to be a brother with a person like that? I know I don't. I've been fighting against it, brother, from the time I was not even a teenager, when I was in grade school. Matter of fact, they put me out of the school because of that, right? I've been fighting against it all my life, right? Who wants to be a brother with somebody who have no respect for you? But when that individual sees the light and submit his will to do the will of Allah, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to bring people back to where he originally created them. He didn't create white people, black people, yellow people, brown people to be racist. He didn't create us to be divided against one another. He created us as a brotherhood. And then by the permission of Allah, he says, and by his mercy, you became brothers. Right? Alhamdulillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing that about right now. He said, we can have all the preachers in the world. You can preach day in and day out. I can give 40 khutbahs a week, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give one khutbah, right? And it comes in the form of blowing the top off a mountain, brother, and causing birds to fall out the sky, and causes rivers to swell out, and then the people to get the message, right? He said, without a khutbah, strong khutbah. Now it touched the very soul of the individual, that there's a power and a force that's bigger than I am. It's in control over me. And if I don't stop, it's going to wipe me out. It's going to destroy me. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an opportunity. He said, listen to the voice of your brother, Prophet Muhammad, the imams, the preachers, the rabbis, etc. Listen to their voice and change before I bring about that kind of situation in our society. And Allah knows best. So he knows how to get us back. Why didn't he do it? That was a question I used to ask as a young man. If God see all of these things happening, Hitler marching through Europe, killing up everybody, burning up people, etc., why did God allow that? I couldn't understand that. I said, if there's a God, why in the world did he allow that? Because he gave men and jinn free will. And he gave Satan, he said he gave Satan the power when Satan asked for respite, actually after he condemned Satan to hell. And Satan, being wiser than man, he said, oh Allah, give me respite. He said, oh Allah. So that means that he believed and respected Allah. He just hated mankind. And when God gave him respite, he said, seeing that you have put me in the wrong, I will come after the whole mankind, from the front of him, from behind him, from the left, and from the right. And when I'm finished, none of them will be pleased except your devotees. Now that's Satan, that's the arrogance of Satan, right? And he's still at it. He's trying to wipe us off of this planet Earth, right? He probably never changed. He's already condemned to hell. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at a certain time, will intercede and put man back in the focus that he originally designed him to be in the first place. So Allah, if he give you free will, he got to give you free will. If you want to be a stick-up man, a dope dealer, all the rest of these things, he give you that will to do that. But you have to suffer the consequences quite naturally. And Allah knows best. But know for a certainty that your time will come to an end. And God knows best. You were on the brink or the edge of the pit of fire, the torment of hell, and he saved you from it. Just imagine being on the brink of the pit of fire. Somebody in physical terms, like we understand, not spiritual terms, just somebody, you're on the brink, you're right there, and all somebody has to do is push you in this pit of fire, right? We can understand that. Because we know if they do, we're going to get burnt up. We'd be hollering and screaming and all the rest of these things. He said, you were on the brink, the edge of the pit of fire, and he saved you from it. Allah interceded, right? See, what is fire? You know, sometimes we think that this hell, the fire of hell, in the body is being thrown in and say that it burn off that skin and put on another skin, and it burn off that, put on another skin, burn off that. That's how babies think. That's called baby language. You know, grown, mature, rational minds don't think like that. The torment, the fire is torment, the soul being tormented over and over and over. You go to bed at night, if you get an hour's sleep, that's good. You wake up, you dream, all of the course of the whole day, tormented, tormented, tormented. Can't find no peace wherever you go. The bar offers no peace, drugs offers no peace, sex offers no peace, no peace, no peace, no peace. That's hell. That's the torment of the soul. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us by faith in Allah that he will give you religious freedom in your soul. Your soul will be at peace with its own self. And that's the kind of area, or that's the kind of pursuit. When we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah, that's the route that we're heading. We're looking for the purification, the freedom of the soul to explore everything in the universe. Alhamdulillah. And quite nazi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best knower. Thus do we Allah make his signs clear to you that you may be guided. Now what does he make up? He makes his signs clear to us. All throughout the Quran, he said, these are signs, right? It's a sign, it's a symbol for us to understand. And then at some point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his signs clear that we may be guided. Alhamdulillah. So don't be distracted by the forces of the world, amusement parks and picnics and all the rest of these things. Quite naturally enjoy them, but don't be distracted. Because many of these pleasures that is given to us in the world are only distractions. They take our mind away from what is real. They're just fake. You go to Disneyland, all of the characters there are fake. Rather, people have more respect for Mickey Mouse than they do a man who's representing God. Oh, I saw Mickey Mouse and can't even get him to go to church. And not only children, grown up adults too. Can't even go get them to worship God, but Mickey Mouse, something that's distracting away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to. And this is by the design of Shaitan, and quite nasty, Allah is the best knower. Kulhu Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid wa Lam Yulad wa Lam Yakulahu Kufuwan Ahad. Astaghfirullah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. We openly bear witness that there is no God but God, Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. Alhamdulillah. We're living in a very serious time in the world today. Matter of fact, all over the United States, you pick up the papers and we see people in rage. You know, if there's no equal justice in society, you can't expect for there to be any real peace in society. And actually it's coming to a head today. No equal justice. You know, I'm a chaplain. I work in a jail. I've visited prisons. I've been to prisons out of state. And when you walk into these prisons where mainly big population African American, the jails are filled with black people. And if you came from somewhere else outside of America, you would have to say, well, these people must be inherently evil, black people. And they would, their logic or reasoning would be, why is there so many of them in prison? The reason that there's so many of them in prison is because we have an unjust justice system, where one man, he can do a crime and he comes to court and a guy give him a break, give him an ankle bracelet or 6 months suspended, and he got to stay home for 2 weeks and pay $20 fine. An African-American comes into the court. He stole a pack of salami, 50 years. How did you justify that? Because he had some other felonies, so we had to give him 50 years. He stole a pack of salami, right? Or sends a man to prison for the rest of his life, and he didn't even murder nobody. No murder, nothing. Persistent. He said he's a persistent bitch. Brother, then if that be the case, I can point to a whole lot of persistence, right? And they wear business suits, and drive big Mercedes and things of that nature, right? Where are they? Spending their money, having their pleasures. So why can't you understand that the world of America today is on fire? It's on fire, brother, because there's no justice, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Surah 251, verse 251, and if Allah did not check one set of people by means of another, the earth would be full of mischief. So how do we take that? There's mischief already here. Did anybody check the mischief? No, but they're going to be checked. I guarantee you that they're going to be checked. Because what, something I'm saying? Am I going to lead a revelation, a revolution? No, I'm not even thinking about a revolution. The revolution is already in effect. Soon as we say la ilaha illallah, the revolution was already in effect. And we see the results of it right now. The world, brother, is on fire. The United States of America is on fire. And it's by the permission of Allah. He said, and if Allah did not check one set of people by means of another people have to engage that injustice. He says, the earth would be full of mischief. And the earth is full of mischief right now. Anytime if you're an American and you pick up the paper or go online, wherever you are, and read a newspaper, you see there's mischief. New York, mischief, California, mischief, mischief everywhere. Matter of fact, all over the world, but specifically right here in this land. And it's going to take a set of people in this society to check the people who are imposing mischief upon the people. And if it's not, it won't happen. But we know it will, because these are the words of Allah. Don't hold me to this. And then it was in the story of David and Goliath. And David was a little man. We know the story. I think nursery rhyme stories that they put it in. They put it in child mindset. And they say that David, he was a little boy, right? And Goliath was this big giant, you know, like tall as the Empire State Building. Now they play it on the mind of a child. You go, wow, he's really big, right? We can say, I got a grandson, he's big, but you know, he's big. But we can understand him because we can relate to that kind of bigness. But they made Goliath a giant, big as the Empire State Building. And this little man, this is a metaphorical picture that they're giving us. Now this little boy, he was a boy, and all he had was a slingshot. Goliath had a sword, right? And what happened? The little boy David took a stone out of his pouch, put it in his slingshot, and hit Goliath in the head and killed him. What is the story telling us? That, and if Allah did not check one set of people by means of another, the earth will be full of mischief. And who killed the big man? Who killed this big, mighty, mighty man? The little man, right? He said not necessarily had to kill him physically, but kill his mischief, right? And he killed, and it's going to happen. And how do you know it's going to happen, Mr. Nasheed? I know it's going to happen because it is the will of Allah. You had your day, mischief makers, you had your day, and your day have come to an end. You can send all the stimulus packages out that you want. You won't be able to buy people off, right? Some, yes, because you had them all the time. You got a lot of them that been working for you for years. They've become prosperous as a result of your stimulus packages. But when we roll up our sleeves and go to work, we're going to earn our living by our own hand, by the help of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, with dignity and respect. So put our trust in Allah and Allah alone. And remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, or the directive that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to us, hold fast or hold firm all together in unity by the rope which Allah stretches out to you, and be not divided amongst yourself. And keep in mind, faith, religious freedom is so very important. We can keep working on it. And if we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us in this life and also the afterlife. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us on this day of Jumu'ah. We make dua for the people all over the world, the people who are sick, the people who are healthy, the people who are in need. I was reading in the paper today about how many people have lost their jobs, people are on unemployment, and the world ahead is going to be a little difficult. But when you're bringing in change, you know, difficulty is a part of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, quite nasty, is the best knower. So keep up our prayer, keep our faith strong, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us on the right path. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Qad qamitu salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, hayla salah, hayla falah. Kakamatu salah, kakamatu salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Muhammadan Rasulullah.